Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We are indeed ready to go as we hit the happy hour, 5 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. That also means we are about 7 minutes away from first pitch. Got the TVs up and rolling. Toronto, the Rogers Center looks loud.
And the first crowd shot they showed... coming on the air, guy wearing my Fred Flintstone jersey was out there in the stands.
Literal same costume.
Old thing, yeah. Love it.
So, that game is going to first pitch here in about 6 minutes. Scraby, we got to finish our Big Five.
Yes, so if you're just getting in the car after work, welcome. And we were talking about the... Ravens and how they were fined only $100,000.
You think only? Okay.
Smoltz is not much of a risk taker with his suits. He's pretty standard. I don't know. I just thought.
Tony always recognizes the suits.
That came.
I never think about what they're wearing.
I don't
either.
I'm sorry, I don't either.
Well, Tony's on TV doing it.
But it shows, Scrave. Look at Tony and look at us.
Yeah, so. I mean, this is the fourth day I've worn
what does
this
that mean?
Pullover
I've
thing.
Been,
you
I'm
look,
in a soccer
no,
jersey.
You know, not, but at work, yes, you look good when you're on TV. Yes. Scrave and I, you know, we go on like the morning news, and you know, my wife has to dress me. So
you know, when I did
same for me, it's no different.
Okay.
Last week when I did Fox 5, I didn't have any shirts that I hadn't already worn on TV, so I was nervous that like I was going to rewear it. So I wore the 97.3 The Fan polo TV.
I've worn that many times. I wear that often.
I know someone that was very, very happy that you did that. So
I don't even think he knows, but...
Now he does.
Adam, for the longest time in the beginning of our show...
He used to be a stickler about
trying so hard to get Tony... Because Chris and I would wear our 97.3 shirts to events, and Tony refused to wear the shirts. And so he would just show up, and Adam would be so upset.
But it had a lot to do with the fact that Adam wanted it so badly.
And the shirts, if I'm being honest, before he got the nicer ones.
Yeah, they were pretty
They didn't look good, and the embroidery part was like cutting up my nipple, so I had to I was like, I'm not wearing it. Sorry. Anyway, let's finish up
Good stuff. Ravens fined $100,000 for misrepresenting Lamar Jackson's injury status last week. Chris... No, it's Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, does the punishment fit the crime here?
Chris, I just want to point out, they are indeed wearing...
They got it. Yeah, they did. The lucky
blue
uniforms.
Blue Jays are wearing the blue uniforms they've worn in the last two nights.
There you go. I think the punishment fit the crime. I think they did the research, and it was just as Chris kind of explained, it probably went down. Went down as an accident. You know, he saw the guy out there practicing, but it was with the practice squad. That requires a certain title that they didn't get right. And, you know, $100,000 is nothing in Baltimore. That's, you know how somebody hands you, like, some money and it's, like, folded?
They can do that with $100,000. That's how they
just like sweaty.
That's how they handed it to the NFL. Here you go.
Chris, does the punishment fit the crime here?
Absolutely not. I think this is a terrible miscarriage of justice by the Ravens.
Miscarriage of justice.
They should have to forfeit their next game.
Of course.
Which means that last night's score has been overturned.
Oh, does that mean Chris Greer gets his job back?
Yes, he gets his job. Everything's all good. I guess so. What are they going to do, $1 million? I mean, it's not going to matter.
I thought
the thing that would be painful, I guess, is if they like said we're going to take a draft pick. But
that
seems
a
little harsh.
Going to happen.
That seemed a little harsh. So I'm going to just say it's fine.
Okay. This one is kind of weird, but you know me. Micah Parsons said that he has been looking at Aaron Rodgers' old house in Green Bay even before Rodgers told him to buy it last Sunday night. Apparently, they were talking about his house and Aaron Rodgers wanted him to buy it. Parsons also said that Tucker Kraft is considering Rodgers' old house and that Parsons doesn't need it yet since he's still by himself. So we're not sure who's going to get the house. Tucker
Aaron's
Kraft.
By himself too, wasn't he?
He had girlfriends and stuff.
Okay.
But I guess you're right. Chris, would you want to buy and live in an old coworker's house?
If I liked it.
I think this is strange.
Why?
Why?
Because
what does it make?
Because like Aaron Rodgers, like his energies are there.
Oh my goodness!
Like,
are you doing Wyoska? What's it called? Ayahuasca.
No, I don't know why I find this so weird, but if like Tony's house came up for sale, Chris's house came up for sale, I'm like,
well, first of all,
I'll
Tony's
go find somewhere else.
First of all, Tony's house comes up for sale, you might as well need not apply.
Yes, I know.
And why is that?
Well, your house too, Chris.
Mine actually costs a lot now too. Everything costs a
Both
lot.
Of your houses are out of my league, but not
That's
for
so
Micah
weird.
Parsons and Tucker
I don't understand
Kraft.
You
don't think this is weird?
No, not at all.
Do you think it's weird that Aaron Rodgers is trying to get him to buy it?
So when you do buy a house, are you only in for like new lots that haven't been lived in? What's the difference?
No, I can't because that wouldn't.
If you could, would you only?
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy a house that had been lived in before.
I'm going to admit something that I don't know I should admit.
So maybe you should.
But I'm going to admit it. I am very afraid of moving into a haunted house. And
well,
so,
then you should move into a house your friends lived in because they'd be able to tell you ahead of time you're
right,
good.
Because a new one could be haunted too.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm going to stop right there because I was going to go down another crazy path. But like when I go to hotels for the first time, there's a small part of in the back of my head that's like, I hope nothing weird happens tonight. Because I've had experiences in hotels before.
Get out of here.
I have. My dad has had an experience in a hotel before. Mookie Betts won't even stay in that hotel
you know
in
what?
Milwaukee.
You know what? You know what? He says he doesn't take ayahuasca, but listen to his answers. I mean, come on. What's going on here?
And McKee said, that's why you sage it before you move in, haunted or not.
Scravy. Yeah, this is...
SD Mike says, what if they built the new one on a Native American graveyard? I think I would know about that. They have to disclose that they had to remove...
They don't get to control where the place is. You might not even know what happened. Something terrible could have happened at a new lot just built up.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But I feel like a new house is less likely to
be. By the way, what qualifies as an incident?
Yeah.
Like, what
do you want to go there.
No, I mean, do you have to hear a sound? We all hear a sound.
Do you
sound,
have to actually see the Ghostbusters
green
slime guy coming down the hallway?
Yeah, what do you need? What qualifies as an incident? The dog wigs out what? What
no,
is it?
No, it's
because
have
like, you ever seen my dog, probably yours, will look up in the corner of the room sometimes for like 5 minutes.
But that's because.
So what are they looking at? Maybe it's a ghost. I don't know. Does that qualify for you?
My story that I have is not like scary or anything, but it's kind of weird. And if you guys want to hear it, I can tell it.
Well, is it 3 pages like your chronicle
no,
story?
No, I can
is
tell
them
pretty quick. When I lived in Cincinnati. The girl I was dating there lived in a very, very old apartment building in Cincinnati. And Cincinnati has some history, but
it's a lot of old apartment buildings
in Cincinnati. But I always felt weird in that place. And she always said she felt kind of weird in that place too. But I always felt like something was watching. And she said the same. But here's the story. One night I wake up and the bedroom is facing straight down the hall into the living room. And I woke up and I looked and I saw this shadowy thing in the living room. And I'm like, what is this? I'm going to take down this music. I'm like, what is this? Actually, hold on. Now I'm telling a scary story.
Oh, God. You got to get the effects up, man. Just tell the story.
Okay. So I look down the hallway. I see this shadowy figure. And it's from the profile side. And so I'm like, I wake up. I do the whole, let's rub my eyes
thing. Was it Ichabod Crane? Was he holding a head?
So.
What?
I was looking and looking and looking, and this thing was not moving. And I was not going to go down that hallway and find out what it was. So I shut the door.
Yeah. Typical ghost story.
And
have absolutely no proof
when you
that anything
it up,
happened.
Was he like right there?
No.
Okay.
Here's where it gets creepy. I never said anything about this because I thought it was crazy.
Yeah.
So we're at a dinner about a week later with one of her friends who stayed over at her place quite often. Her friend started to bring up a shadowy figure that she saw in the living room when she was staying over at the house.
I don't believe either.
I did not say one word to anyone about this, and she was saying that the shadowy figure was at the profile, and she said that she described basically
The same exact shadowy figure
that I saw. And ever since then, I have been afraid.
He's like, I can't move into a new lot. There's just too much history.
There was too much history in this apartment building. I went and did some research. These apartment buildings were used for, like, medical testing early on. Not like bad medical testing, but it was like a medical place. And it was shut down and made into apartment buildings, but people did die in that building.
I bet.
He says, I bet.
People die everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, Renee says, big fat no for me.
Yeah, Renee, I don't believe him.
Nate says, it was a coat rack. I'm telling you, the chills that went down my spine when this girl was telling us about the shadowy figure that she saw in the apartment, it was terrifying.
Let's get to break.
Oh,
we need a break. We need traffic.
Yeah, I'm a little shaken up.
Thank you.
More Gwyn and Chris on the other side.
Thank you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back. Happy hour underway. 518. Not too happy for the Doyers. Top of the first inning. Tony, I'll say the player. You tell me what happened to him. Shohei Ohtani.
Punchy.
Oh, punchy. Will Smith.
Punchy.
Freddie Freeman.
Punchy.
Yep. All three went down on that split finger pitch from Kevin Gausman. No score, bottom of the first.
And
in
Gausman
game six.
Capped it with a K.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that
thank you,
Jesse's
Carl
thing?
Sheffers.
No, isn't that Jesse's thing?
Yeah, no, but he already said that they punched him, and you said, and such and such.
He didn't cap it with a K. He had all Ks. That was the whole point of that little
K.
I always thought that capped it with a K means that he just had to strike out the third batter.
But we already said it.
Yes, but we. But he did more than that. He struck out all three batters.
Said punchy.
They all went down by way of the K. That is the Don Orsillo.
Yeah, I know. You kind of bungled that, too, as well. Because of.
Scrap.
Man, I tell a ghost story. The guys make me look crazy.
We didn't. You made yourself look crazy. I don't think we made you look crazy on that.
Shadowy figure. There's a shadowy figure outside the door, Tony.
Hey, Fred, keep it down.
Fred.
Chris is dressed up as Fred Flintstone, which I do appreciate.
Which is hard to take seriously, I'm sure.
It was like the time that we interviewed Bob Melvin after he was let go by the Padres, and I had full face paint for Halloween.
I want to see that they took the camera off of him. Springer's taking his first bat. I wanted to see if he's going to take any practice swings. And they panned off just like it looked like he was going to, or maybe not going
like,
to.
Well, he didn't do a. He didn't. What do you call that? Shohei Ohtani does the same thing. He doesn't take any practice, you know, that he just holds the bat up.
I mean, I think those guys don't take any practice swing because they've done enough. The non-deck circle, but I don't know. Oof.
Oh, God, that could be it right there. Springer just swung out of his shoes.
He looks injured.
Is his right side or left side?
I'm not sure.
He grabbed his right side.
I think it's his right side. Did you see his whole right side, like, not moving it? I just don't know how long this is going to last. Like, is he going to take a
swing? But that was a violent swing right there, and he survived it. Yeah. So.
Oh, he's hurting.
But he is. You're right, Scraby. He's clenching his teeth already.
It is the right side.
Yeah.
All right, Springer's up, bottom of the first, no score. There's some
blonde random
fan right behind him with a Springer jersey is cheering him on.
I don't even like feel comfortable watching him swing because
he's hurting
every
bad.
Time.
Yeah. How can they let him play? He's going to hit a home run after we say all this, but he's really in pain.
He doesn't even move his really
no,
right
No, he keeps
side.
Doing this when he swings. He keeps favoring the right side and can't even move his arm.
You know what he looks like for those who aren't watching right now, we're trying to describe. He looks like Carson Wentz looked the other night trying to throw a pass
yes.
in that Viking game. He just looked in total, utter pain.
He just check-swinged and he couldn't do it.
I don't think he's going to be long for this game.
Well, Joe Schneider's already getting I need to get him out of there.
No, he's not yet.
He's going to finish this at bat, you know.
He's going to homer after we said all this stuff. Let's see how it turns out. Oh, God.
I just hit a foul ball. I can't watch it either. This is torture.
He just hit a foul ball, and he just looked like he doubled over in pain.
Dude,
I mean,
Tony,
you're tough, Springer. I'll give you that, because I can't imagine how much an oblique hurt swinging a bat like this.
It's impossible, man. Like, you're at risk of tearing it. Like, it feels like every time you swing.
Oh, he grounded to short, and he sprinted, though. I'll say that.
It's not affecting his run speed.
He's out, but
in
it was
baseball,
close.
Do they, like in football, sometimes they'll shoot you up with lidocaine. Do they do something like that in baseball?
Absolutely.
Oh, I just said no. I actually never heard about it.
But the one good news for
this particular injury is dangerous.
I don't even know, right.
If you numb yourself,
you can't
and then you
it.
Don't you feel yourself feel and you,
you
tear it.
This is not an injury they would.
The only good news for Springer is a DH, so he's got like probably half an hour or so to get ready for the next one.
Go get some treatment. Try to get it to a place that he feels comfortable. But every swing he took, he was grimacing after every one of them.
He looked really in a lot of pain. All right, no score, bottom of the first. Here's the big story, the fun story of the day, I think.
Oh!
Max Muncy.
Max Muncy just saw a ghost.
He did.
That ball bounced right through his body, I thought, almost. It's like it looks like it's a hole in his arm.
He was like an apparition.
He got put a runner on for Mr. Vladdy Jr.
Yeah, he reached for this ground ball, and it bloop. Right,
that
through.
Was interesting. So I was listening to the Dodgers.
He like alligator armed it.
They'll probably give him a hit because it's baseball now, but that is such an error. Please don't give me anything else but an error.
So quickly, on the way home the other night when the Dodgers, I was listening to Dodgers
hit,
radio.
Tony. Sorry, they gave him a hit. Please. Go ahead, Scratch.
And they were just crushing the Dodgers for how they look like they're in spring training, the radio guys for the Dodgers. It's my new favorite thing. It's like they say everything that I love to hear.
That's Dave, isn't it?
It's the main guy. It's the main guy. And I know he calls the other guy Mo, which I'm assuming is Rick Monday.
And then Curly and...
I'm pretty sure it's Larry. This is post-game?
No, this is during the game.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, because the Dodgers did not have a clean game on game five, and they were just absolutely crushing them, saying that they looked like they're playing their first game of the year. It was bad.
Yamamoto got away with a hanging breaking ball.
Muncy made up for it by starting a double play to end the inning. Vlad did miss one there, though. 100%. You're right, Tony.
That was the same breaking ball, or looked like the breaking ball you hit out in game, what was that, three?
Yeah, double play this time, so no score at the end of one. All right, I think this is a chance here to get to the quick thing on the LSU athletic director. Because if you were with us earlier this week, we had a lot of laughs at the story of the Louisiana governor. What was his last? Do we remember his last name?
Jeff Chandler?
Landry.
Old Governor Landry. Governor Landry, who said in the wake of Brian Kelly being fired at LSU that, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that the AD is not going to hire the next coach. And he went on to say, this guy is, just doesn't know what he's doing. He's cost us all this money with dead money. And then he went on to, the funniest line of all was, I'd rather have bring President Trump in to choose our coach.
He likes a winner,
our coach, because he likes a winner. So anyway, Governor Landry either has some pull or he doesn't.
You think?
The athletic director was fired today, so he is not going to be making the decision after all.
Time was ticking once the governor was like, he's not picking the next
head coach. And that's how he said it, too. Very good, Tony.
He is not picking the next head coach.
Yeah, he did do that. He did Ed Orgeron accent.
Ed
Orgeron is really trying to get back in there.
I would be, too.
The thing that I find interesting, though, is that they've hired an interim AD, and according to the story on him, and I'm trying to find his name now because it just came down a little bit ago, but the new interim AD says he will be making the call. He's been given the power to make the call. I'm like, well, what happened here? Where's the governor?
Do we know anything about the interim AD, who he is, where he came from? Maybe he's got the credentials for this.
It says LSU interim AD Osberry. He's a former LSU player. It was 30 years ago, but he's a linebacker. He says, I've been given full authority and I'm going to get to hire the best football coach there is, which is not, I wouldn't expect him to say anything else. So, there you go.
Oh, this could.
Maybe the governor's.
Verge.
Maybe the governor's.
Osberry.
Birch.
Verge.
Verge. V-E-R-G-E.
Short for Virgil, are we assuming?
It just says Verge Osberry.
No, they didn't put their old on there. It's just Verge.
But my question to the governor.
I want to get the governor back in there. I like him.
My question to the governor is.
Governor's cracking me up.
You don't trust this guy to hire a GM, but you're going to trust an interim guy to hire the head coach?
Make it make sense.
It doesn't.
This would be like, I don't know.
I think they were onto something with getting President Trump in there. He's been involved in a lot of stuff.
I mean,
why not this?
He said he would pick a winner, which, I don't know if President Trump is qualified to pick the LSU coach.
He's not.
But this whole thing screams broken.
Yeah. If the interim, AD that has never been an AD before has been given full authority to pick LSU's next football coach.
Full authority, apparently.
According to him. Maybe he got the directions misspoke. I don't know.
Well, let's put it this way. If he doesn't have the authority and he's telling everybody he does, he's probably going to be out of a job before he even gets seated in the office.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this
unfolds. This has to be him being, he's going to get the full-time job, right?
Sure.
Verge.
It sounds like Verge knows
this
someone.
Is according to him. Verge himself told the reporters that he will be making the call.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
So we have it.
Andrew Whitworth. Like, Tony said something yesterday that I keep thinking about, and that's sometimes people will come out and say good things about people who are fired, but Brian Kelly gets no support from anyone.
Nobody said, Andrew Whitworth, you know, he wasn't that bad of a guy.
Yeah. No,
you haven't heard any of that.
No, Andrew Whitworth was like, I called and I was asking if I could help the program, help recruit, and he didn't want any of my help. And so it just seems like Brian Kelly thinks he is the smartest guy in the room.
He thought.
Heather Dinnick, by the way, does a nice job, I think, reporting college football for ESPN. She's asked this correctly. Like, who's going to want to go there right now as a big-name head coach? Because it seems very dysfunctional.
Super dysfunctional.
Lane Kiffin's name keeps getting thrown around. As I mentioned yesterday, he seems to be in the running for every job. And I want to personally... what's the opposite of thank? I want to strangle Colin Coward, the popular radio guy, national radio guy, who said he thinks Lane Kiffin should go to the Dolphins.
Might be your best bet, man.
No, it's not my best bet.
You might have to start rooting for Lane.
Can't. I already had to root for Nick Saban.
I'm willing to bet once he gets your team to like 11-3, you're going to be saying.
Nick Saban got us to the playoff, and I never came around.
I don't know. Tony. Well, I don't know. I can't speak to that one. I think you've come a long way since
Lane
then.
Kiffin is my coach?
I don't think he wants to go back to the NFL.
I think you're just punishing me there, Tony. That just seems like, you know, personal punishment for me.
I think Lane can grow on you, man.
He's kind of funny.
I like
he's
Lane.
Not.
I enjoy
yeah, he's kind of funny.
He's wormy.
He's a little wormy, but he's also kind of funny.
I think that's why he's a good football coach. He's kind of weird. Right,
he kind of
gets a little crazy eye sometimes when he's on the stage.
He does,
but he is kind of funny. I like him. I've always been a Lane Kiffin fan.
Cole said on the chat that Lane would turn the Dolphins around, so maybe you should be more open to this, man. Chris.
I'm not open to it. You know, I want John Gruden, or I'm giving up fans.
See, that's like another name.
Why is John Gruden okay? But like,
have you seen? Because I sent you the San Diego State video.
If you saw
that video, that's why you love John Gruden. He fires me up.
I asked Chris this during the break.
He did have one of the best speeches ever on. It was a show.
Hard Knocks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I asked Gruden, Chris in the break. Like, he's been out of the NFL what? 4 years.
21 was his last year.
So 4 years.
Yeah.
Is he still even a like? How long until you stop being a guy who knows who's
a pariah?
Like, no, right. not
who,
a pariah.
Who knows enough football?
You yeah, mean. Like when does yeah, football I, pass
I
you by because you're
I
not
don't
in
worry
the game?
About him on that side, he was kind of innovative to begin with.
I'm just
Gruden was
the
telling
question.
Them what to do when he was calling the games on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I take my chances with days. Gruden. I'm not taking my chances with Kiffin.
You might not have a choice.
I may not have a choice.
Mr. Ross is
And you know what? Whoever Mr. Ross stupidly brings in, I may wish for Kiffin. Because who knows what they'll do. It'll be some cheap move, most likely.
Like Mike McDaniel.
Like Mike McDaniel. Yeah. All right. Well, you can't judge a book by its cover. Because Mike McDaniel is a table of contents. Introduction was quite impressive. But it went away quickly.
It faded.
Yeah. All right, Dodgers keep striking out. I mean, I think Betts hit a ground ball, but then Teoscar struck out. So Gausman has got four of the first five by way of the K, and he's working on Muncy, no score top of the second break, and then our interview of the day, getting you ready for the big soccer match tomorrow night. Stick around.
Hopefully all... 5:38, happy hour. Chris really wants to hear the Monster Mash before
That's
we get
not
out
Halloween
here.
Until you hear the Monster Mash.
We have had a split finger revival here today, tonight.
In the game,
Yamamoto dropping some nasty splits. So is Mr. Gausman.
Gausman's really got the Dodgers tied up. 5 strikeouts and 6 batters so far, Tony.
The problem with the splits sometimes is, though, is that after a hitter gets to see it a few times,
they stop swinging at it?
And you're not able to continue to have the same type of move as the game goes along. It starts leaking up.
It can get hit.
It can get hit.
But also, they probably recognize it.
They start seeing a little bit better, too. But right now, they both got a
right
elite
now,
splits.
It doesn't look like
right
anybody
now.
Can hit the ball.
For sure.
Scoreless, and looks like it's going to be that way for a while. There we go.
I was looking at the lab late one night when my eyes beheld.
Is that Boris Karloff?
My mom's stuff.
I know his name's Boris, but that's Boris Karloff.
And suddenly,
he was a,
to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
Boris Karloff was Frankenstein.
It was a graveyard.
Quite a famous actor back in the day, but I think he sang that song too.
Pot it down a little bit for me. I got an announcement to make. All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit David P. Shapiro Law.com.
Boris Karloff did sing The Monster.
The Monster Mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had
listen to these names of actors back in the golden age who played Frankenstein's. Boris Karloff. Bela Lugosi? I mean, that sounds like a guy who's playing a scary character.
Oh, it was a guy?
His name was Bela Lugosi.
Oh, I thought that was
for sure
a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Bela Lugosi.
I envision everybody in that video with hard bottoms on, some type of hard shoe.
In the Monster Mash?
The Monster Mash, yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Hard bottom shoes somewhere.
I've never thought
Tony
about
and the
that.
Shoes. It's really something with the shoes. It's got to be the shoes, Tony.
It's got to be the shoes.
Got to be the shoes. Hang on real quick. Okay. Bobby Boris Pickett was the original singer of the Monster Mash before somebody...
Stole it from him.
But Boris Karloff did sing a version. So give credit to Boris Pickett. 1962, that song.
Did somebody
originated.
Text you that? Or did you
No,
see
I
that
looked
online?
It back up because I wasn't 100% sure on my original statement.
Did you know that the Monster Mash reached the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1962?
I did.
This was the most popular song in the country.
Really? Number one.
What year?
1962.
Yeah.
So that song...
music was still, like, developing in so many different genres at that point, in the 60s.
Let me see who else was on the Hot 100 Billboard.
All right.
That year?
1962?
Oh, man. The Twist by Chubby Checker.
Hey, The Twist, yeah.
Oh, Chubby Checkers.
Sherry by The Four Seasons.
Oh, good one. Have you ever heard
Chris
that one?
Chris is going to know all these, well.
Oh, definitely.
You've heard that one. I didn't sing it too well, but you've heard it.
Let's see. I Can't Stop Loving You by Ray Charles.
Can't hear
I like
one.
Ray.
Ray was all right.
The number one ending song was Stranger on the Shore by someone named Acker Bilk.
Yeah, that one's got me. No, don't know that one. Yeah, well, look, I like kind of the craziness of the Billboard number one song. The fact that Jose Iglesias has one of those and Bruce Springsteen has none, I think is quite ironic.
Wow, Chubby Checker had two. He had The Twist and then he had something called Slow Twistin'. So
Chubby took full advantage
of
the Twist.
Twist.
Yeah, took full advantage.
Smart man. He knew where his bread was buttered.
I've never heard of a lot of these people. Well, Elvis was there, number 20.
There you go.
When did he die? What year?
75, I want to say.
Oh,
it was
okay.
It was a long time.
I'm surprised that he's so far down. It wasn't everything he did, like, didn't it
apparently
just go straight
not.
To number one?
Chubby Checkers was dominating at that point.
Chubby had
okay.
It.
The third song title is Mashed Potato Time by D.D. Sharp. Yeah, that's the third best song of 1962.
People enjoyed the kind of the group dance.
You know, when I was in my 50s back then, we didn't really require too much out of our songs.
All right.
Elvis died in 77. I'm sure people knew that off Rod the top of their head. Yeah. Thank you, Rod.
Let's check some traffic and then we got our interview of the day. I believe we're going with Keith, right?
Keith Thompson. Soccer, man. Okay. Gets you ready for the match tomorrow.
SDFC in action tomorrow. Keith gets us caught up.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
We do have Keith Costigan. Very happy to have him on. Television analyst, MLS Season Pass, Apple TV. Keith, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm in Portland already. I'm excited for tomorrow's game, as I'm sure you guys are. And I guess I'm going to throw it back to you. Do San Diego finish it off tomorrow?
Of course. We wouldn't go up there for any other reason, Keith. I mean, you know, we're not going up there to smell the roses. No, I don't know. I mean, your thoughts would be, you know, welcome here, because I thought, you know, San Diego certainly played well at the beginning. I thought they kind of dominated. They caught them, you know, and got to the 2-0 lead. I thought Portland did a pretty good job of steadying it. I'm not as expert as you guys are, but, you know, they got the one goal back. They had some real chances early in the second half to tie it or equalize, as they say. And then they got the red card. So that kind of took the game out. But does Portland gain enough confidence from their performance to be able to, you know, win tomorrow, in your mind?
Yeah, I think the way you described the game is exactly how I saw it. You know, San Diego were outstanding to begin. No nerves in terms of first playoff game at home. Portland did have a spell, but when you look back at the numbers in the game, they still only had three shots on goal. They only had five shots overall to San Diego's 15. Yeah. The expected goals number, which is a big metric we use, was heavily in favor of San Diego. And oh, by the way, San Diego are the best away team, the best road team in Major League Soccer, and they just won in Portland a couple of weeks ago. So if I'm Portland, you could say, yeah, we played well for 20, 30 minutes, but you can't get away from the fact that in three games this year, San Diego have pretty much had your number, even more so in your own stadium. So I don't know if they have enough in them to do that kind of sustained spell for 90 minutes here tomorrow night.
Keith, you kind of mentioned it. SDFC went in the last game on Decision Saturday and really put a whooping on them that last game of the season. You fast forward to this possible closeout matchup. Chucky Lozano was not in uniform for the home matchup. He'll be in uniform. He'll probably most likely come off the bench. Obviously, a player of his caliber, that's a nice piece to be able to bring off the bench at any point in time should they need it.
Yeah, and I would argue this is the best possible outcome for Mikey Varas as a head coach. You know, when you're trying to send a lesson to a big player, if you lose, and then you're saying, hey, come back. The big player kind of has this attitude, oh, you need me now. But they went ahead and won. So now they're saying, look, we can win without you. We've shown it now 2 weeks in a row. We're welcoming you back in. And I actually feel that brings Chucky Lozano back in with a point to prove. So when he comes on, we know about his quality. We know about his ability. To have that kind of ace in your back pocket as well to play perhaps late on in the game, I'm with you. I don't think he's going to start. But if he comes on late in the game, it just gives you that X factor again. So I think the club handled this superbly. Getting the win made it, you know, wins all round. And I think, you know, you can put it behind you now because I think Chucky wants to be a part of a successful run in playoffs.
As this turns out, I mean, the SDFC will end up playing Portland three straight times. So I have to beat them three straight times. Now, Keith, what's the weather looking like out that way? It sounds like the temperatures are going to be pretty cool. Chance of rain, does that impact how this game can go with weather possibly being a factor?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Portland-style weather, you know, at this stage of the year. So we're expecting rain. It is a little bit cooler, but, you know, it was similar to that a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, you look to some of the Scandinavian players in the lineup for San Diego FC. Of course, they went to San Diego for the weather and everything you get in San Diego, but I'm sure it'll give them a little bit of taste of home as well. And I would argue this, any coach who's going in to his team talk and saying, guys, I think the weather's with us today, you're probably on the road to losing anyway. So if that was Portland's team talk, they're struggling.
Keith, real quick, I thought one of the things we were all talking about to a lot of the analysts who've been on with us all year was what SDFC was going to look like and how their style was going to look in a playoff match. So what did you see in week one that should make me feel better about, you know, SDFC? Or was there anything that, you know, maybe was of a little concern in terms of their style of play translating to postseason?
No, I think what you saw is a team that is stood firm. Like, remember, San Diego's had a couple of wobbly spells. They were top of the West near the end of the season, lost top spot and had to regain it on decision day. So I think throughout all of those processes, they've been the team they said they would be. They haven't switched their identity. So I think in that regard, you're saying this is a team that knows who they are, knows what they want to do. I would say, you guys mentioned that already, there was a spell in the second half when Portland got back into it. Portland are, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th seed. I don't think you're going to get away with a spell like that against a team like Seattle Sounders, a veteran in the playoffs, an LAFC who brought in Sun, who's been lights out since arriving. So those warning signs are good. Those would be the things that I would say, look, we got to clean those up. But I think overall, first home game, I think that the game really couldn't have gone any better than that.
Keith Koskin joins us, television analyst for the MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. And, you know, we often don't like to look forward, but, you know, I think it's due in this particular
time. It's our job.
Yeah. In this particular
to
time.
To overlook opponents, yes, we can do it.
Keith, obviously, you get to the next round, it's one game and done, but what type of pressure does that add that's different than this first round where it's kind of a best of three, whereas you lose in the second round, you go home?
Yeah, no, it's a great point because San Diego knew in that very first home playoff game, even if we lose, we're still in the playoffs. So the next round, it's almost for real. And I think you say looking ahead, Minnesota won game one of their series against Seattle. Minnesota won a few weeks ago in San Diego, where San Diego played kind of like they did at the weekend, played really good for 60 minutes. San Diego got a goal late, and then all of a sudden, they're that kind of team. They're a smash-and-grab team. They're very defensive. So it's going to be a difficult test. Look, nothing against Portland. I think are a good team. They have a good coach. But the next round, you're obviously going to see teams who've battled their way to get there. And in Minnesota, you have a team that play the opposite of San Diego, so that makes it difficult. Or you play Seattle, who everybody talks about. They are the team that come alive in the playoffs every year. They're just that kind of team. They have that much experience. So either way, it's going to be a tough test. The good news is, either way, if you get it done, it's going to be in Snapdragon, and the fans really showed out last weekend.
Yeah, Tony was there last week. He would not let them lose, so they should be okay. One last quick thing. They win tomorrow, and then the Minnesota-Seattle series plays out for another week and a half, right? So if they win tomorrow, San Diego, they may not play for another, what, 2-3 weeks? That's a little weird.
Yeah, look, please don't ask me to explain this. Because
yeah, I know.
We have an international window, and, I had someone say to me, why are they having an international window during the MLS playoffs? And, you got to look at it the other way around. The international teams are saying, why are you having the MLS playoffs in the middle of our international window? So, look, it's not ideal, but all I can say is at least it gives you something to look forward to. Not ideal for a coach because you lose some players. They go with their national teams. But, look, the best things come to those who wait. We'll patiently wait, and we'll be ready for that next round.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But we love it. Keith, thanks for everything. I've said it to everybody from MLS Season Pass. You guys have been really gracious to us. And enjoy the call tomorrow night. We look forward to watching you guys.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Keith Costigan, television analyst for MLS Pass, Season Pass on Apple TV, getting us set for the playoff game tomorrow, SDFC, Portland Timbers. Dodgers up 1-0, threatening, bases loaded. And just as Chris and I surmise, you start getting a look at that split a second time through, you start to get some better results, kind of where the Dodgers are right now.
Well, Gausman struck out 7 of the 9 the first time through the order with that splitter. All of a sudden, Will Smith got one and hit it against the fence to drive in a run, and now you got bases loaded, and Freddie Freeman took a close one for a walk. So they're obviously seeing a little better.
And
Mookie
quick,
Betts, though, the all-time struggle bus, this would be a great time for Dodger fans for him to break out.
One thing that makes Yamamoto different than Gausman is he has a little bit more to his arsenal. Gausman is fastball, split, slider. Yamamoto's got about 6 pitches. So even as the split starts to maybe not have the same effectiveness,
right,
he can go to that curveball, he can go to that cutter. So he's got a little more in that.
Scraby, we got to cut into the Chronicles and tell people what happened on Bookie Betts at bat. You're just going to have to wait your show.
Hopefully it takes care of it right here.
You can see Mookie is...
Well, Scraby will have to tell you. You have to pull over to the side of the road.
No. I'm going to stop it, and we can just wait until the bat is over.
There's Dave Roberts, who, by the way, you got to see the video of him falling flat on his face today.
It is hilarious.
Padres
fans will enjoy that.
It's really funny.
Padre fans especially will love that.
And
came through. RBI single. 2 RBI single.
I don't like it.
What a time to pull yourself out of a slump there, huh?
Yeah. All right, Scraby, take it from here.
All right. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.